All right, homies, what's going on? It's your girl, Shauna G, your number one holistic homie here with the awesomely amazing Dear Silas. Brother, I'm so excited to have you here.
What's up, man? I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. Absolutely, absolutely. So you're new to the Holistic Homie podcast. You're my first visitor on the show, so I'm even more excited for that. But yeah. So the podcast, you know, it's pretty much centered around self-love, self-care, you loving on you. You know, you making yourself a priority versus making yourself an option, you know. And so yeah. I felt like a beautiful way to really kind of exemplify that or kind of express that to my audience. What better way than to have Mr. Self-Care on here himself to give us some insight? So for those who might not be familiar with you, let them know who you are.
My name is Dear Silas, man. I'm a musician. I'm a creative at heart. And I just love to have fun. You know, that's pretty much, I'm a bubbly person. You know what I'm saying? I have my moods, you know, just like any other human being. But at the same time, I'm a creator. I like to see what I can put together with my own two hands and put out into the world. And I also like to, I like to see how that affects people positively, you know, how I can help, you know, people going through some of the same things that I'm going through. And if I've got some sort of like experiences, you know, I can share that with them in hopes that it can help them with whatever they're going through.
I love that. I love that. I feel like it's so necessary, especially, you know, in the climate that we're in. I feel like, you know, everything you're about, it just speaks volumes to the type of human that you are. So thank you for blessing us with your energy, brother. I told you earlier, I ain't stressing today. I felt like that should have been song of the year, to be honest with you.
Hey, don't count me out. 2024, hey. We come. You know
what I'm saying? Brother, it came at the perfect time. Because, well, I'm going to tell you when I heard it. I heard it, I believe it was, I know it was around October, November of last year. And I heard it, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you how it got me. The sound, I heard that Regina Bell, I said, hold on, wait a minute. Yeah. It took me back to being a kid, because my mama used to have it blasted throughout the house. Oh my God. So I said, hold on, wait a minute. And then, you know, the bells kind of, I said, okay. And then just the lyrics in the song itself, it was kind of just like, dang, okay, I'm going to let this ride for a minute. Before you know, it's on repeat 10 times a day. So.
Tell if I like to hear.
What inspired that song?
Okay, so. It's kind of long, but not long. But I'm gonna try to condense it a little.
Take your time.
Yeah. So it kind of, I think it was kind of birthed from the pandemic. You know, like the beginning of that. And I remember at the beginning, like I think I dropped an EP called Plus Ultra, maybe towards the end of February 2020. I had everything lined up. I had my album release party. It was dope. We were getting ready to go on tour. And then the world shut down at the beginning of March. And I'm like, damn, I just dropped all this music. I can't go do shows. Right. You know, I can't really just promote it the way I want to promote it. So I was like, well, you know what? I need to double down, you know, on the internet. Because, you know, everybody kind of just got into their phones or their laptops or whatever. And because nobody could go anywhere. So I was like, okay, this is my chance to really just, you know, get in there, create the content, blah, 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 whatever. And it was all good for about 10 or 12 days. And I just, you know, I kind of got burnt out very, very, very quickly. And I was like, I'm tired. I can't do this. You know, this not, you know, like basically this not, I know this hard. I know this dope. And it's not, you know, performing the way I think it should, blah, blah. And I just really gave up on it real quick. And I really, really, I think I overworked myself. I was expecting too much to happen in such little time. And so because of that, I took a break from social media. I probably was off social media for like 2 months. I just deleted the whole thing off my phone. Like, and mind you, I had just dropped a project.
Right.
I just dropped the EP and I didn't promote it at all. Like, I said, here you go. And I just left because I was like overwhelmed, you know. And I took time to myself, learned some things about myself. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go back until I feel like, you know, I'm better equipped to handle what's going on. Because social media is a crazy place, you know.
Talk about it.
Yeah, it'll get you. It's like a gift and a curse at the same time. You know, it's a gift for being able to, you know, build your own platform, get your stuff out there, get exposure. But, you know, you also, at the same time, get to see everything everybody else has going on, you know, because everything is not as it seems. But the human brain doesn't allow you to, you know, really see, you know, what stuff is for what it is. So, you know, it's a lot of comparisons and all that type of stuff. And so I went back, got on social media, and I would say, man, within like the first week, you know, I got back on and my platform just exploded. And I think it was just the mindset I had. Like, I stopped caring about what other people thought about stuff. And, you know, I would post stuff and I would just put the phone down. And I'd go run like 3-4 miles or whatever.
Right.
Instead of just like posting and just sitting there waiting, looking at it. You know what I'm saying? And stuff was going great. But, you know, I think with a lot of when success comes, you know, anxiety comes and you want to, you know, outdo this and you want to keep performing at a high rate. So it's just a lot of stuff that comes with it. So for me, I was having so much success coming in. I was just thinking like, how do I do this one? How do I do that one? And when this one doesn't do exactly what that one did, I was falling back into the same place that I had just got
out
of.
That's easy to do too.
Yeah. And so I just remember one day I was at home sitting on the couch, just in my feelings about the whole situation. And I was looking on Twitter and I was just scrolling and I saw this video of Criss Cross, Jermaine Dupri and the Brat. And they were performing on Soul Train. And it was this record that Criss Cross had back in the day, To Live and Die for Hip Hop. And they performed it right. And I was like, this is a dope record. I surprisingly had never heard the record.
Okay.
But what got me was at the end, they had like this whole little bounce montage. Like, I've never seen nothing like it. Like for that show, Jermaine, just, you know what I'm saying? Killing it. Then go to the Brat. And then go to Criss Cross. And it was like fading in and out. And I remember being so like down and out that day. But when I saw that, it made me forget about everything that was going on. Mm-hmm. I was just enamored. Like, I was just looking at it like, damn, I'm just looking at this. So at that moment, and I promise you, I'm getting into the nitty gritty. I'm trying to, like, it's a crazy origin story. But, yeah, so once I saw that, I said, you know what? I want to feel like that all the time. So I went outside. Took my camera. It was a bright sunny day, beautiful birds chirping and singing and whatnot. And I went out in nature and I set the camera up and I just bounced. I found an instrumental to that song, To Live and Die for Hip Hop. And I just bounced and I just made a video and I put it up with no, you know, like no want or need for anything.
You just threw it up.
Yeah. And it was for me to remind myself of that feeling that I had when I first saw that.
Because
it made me forget about all my worries and stuff. It just made me feel like, man, that stuff don't matter. Like, just be thankful for what you got going on, blah, blah, blah. That stuff will get handled. But for now, just be happy. So I put it up, and then that took off. Just me bouncing, you know, no words, no nothing, not even my song. And so eventually people started doing it, you know, I started doing the dance. And
dances eventually everywhere. Somebody was like, okay. Everywhere.
Yeah. That was like 2020. And somebody was like, why don't you rap to it? And I was like, well, damn, I am a rapper. You know, maybe I should rap to it, you know? So I was like, okay, cool. So I was doing freestyles at the time. So I put up like a 20, 30 second freestyle to it. Like, you know, I woke up, got out of my bed. It was a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let whatever came out. You know, because I remember I said, whatever I want this freestyle to be, I wanted to embody that feeling that I had that day when I was sitting on the couch on Twitter. And I put that out and then boom, and it started going crazy. And people were like, I can't find the song. And I'm like, it's not a song. I didn't. I was like, what am I going to do? So I hit up my homie, and I was like, man, look, I need to make this a record for real, for real. Like, you know, let's do it. Met up with him. He produced another one of my super, super like viral hits called Skur Skur. And so met up with him and we sat down, built the record out. The song that Jermaine Dupri produced for Criss Cross also samples Regina Bell, Baby Come to Me.
Okay.
And so I was like, you know what? Like, it just makes sense to keep that feel. Right. So we took that sample and we flipped it and we made an original beat around that. And I remember just listening to the beat on the way home. And as I was going home, the whole song came to me on the drive home, like the rest of the verses. Wow. And the hooks and all of that stuff like that. And yeah, we put the song out March 2021. And then, you know, it's been going
everywhere. And it's, you know, it's so funny that you say that, you know, you made the video without, you know, even thinking twice about it. And you just wanted to be reminded of how you felt that day. This is the honest to God truth. Whenever that song comes on, that for me, it's just like a medicine. It's like whatever I'm thinking about goes out the window because it puts you in a state of gratitude, just being grateful, just being thankful. And that's why I'm so appreciative for the energy that song brings, because it really does just bring you back to being present. It's so many stressors in life, right? From this to that to bills to sickness to if we go on to war tomorrow. Like we have a million things to be stressed out alone. And just I think a lot of times we forget to be present. We really do forget to be present, and that steals a lot of joy from us, you know. We run around, we doing 50 million other things. And it's like, out of all those things I just did, how much of that was for me?
That part too. I'm glad you said that. And just to point out some things you said, like there's so many stresses in the world. Like you literally are not going to be 100%. At least I hadn't figured it out yet how to get away from things that stress you. And I think somebody came up, like they commented one time on one of the videos I put up with the song, and they were like, well, I mean, how is it going to, you know, yeah, I listen to the song and I feel good. And then, but when I'm not listening to it, it's like, I'm still stressed. So it didn't work. And I'm like, nah, that's not it. You know, living this type of lifestyle or just loving yourself, it's a practice. The song is not going to fix, but it's there as a reminder. You know what I'm saying? Even sometimes I'm like, ah, and then I just hear it and I'll be like, oh, okay, ooh, come back. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's there as a reminder. Like my name is Dear Silas because essentially I'm making music to talk to myself. Most of the times I'm talking at people and I'm saying, hey, you know, you can use this tool, but it starts with me and me telling myself like, hey, well, all this stuff you're saying, take heed to this, because I forget, you know? So I use myself as a reference. You said all this, but you said this right here. I'm like, yeah, I did say that. Get back on the path. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah.
I love that you also said that self-care, you know, well, practicing self-care. It's like, it is a practice, you know, because I always tell my listeners, like, this is a joke. I have not perfected self-care myself. And I always say, this is a journey. This is a journey. It's a lifelong journey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're all students. So I feel like it's important to love on you because of all the BS going on in your day to day. Can't nobody love you like you. So let's put that into practice. Let's put that into practice.
You can't love nobody else unless you love yourself.
You know? And you can't give what you don't have. So I'm so grateful for that song. Let me tell you, we could talk about that all day, but, I also, one of my favorites is I Love Me. So,
yeah.
It's like you blacked out on I Love Me. I love that song from start to finish. Okay.
Thank you.
And that brings me also to the importance of affirmations, which that song is filled with. I think a lot of times, too, we don't realize the importance of positive self-talk, because I can go out, I'll do something, and I know that the outcome ain't gonna be right, but I try to do it and try to just go off of my own efforts, and I'll come back to myself and just be like, Shauna, what the hell? What was you thinking? You know, and kind of just down myself because I feel like, you know, damn, like I messed up.
Yeah.
And should I be at peace right now because I messed up? So talk to me a little bit about that, the importance of positive self-talk for you.
Well, it just goes back again to this being a practice. Like, you're never going to be able to just pick up anything and just, like, have it perfected the same day you pick it up. You could be good at it, you know what I'm saying? But there's no such thing as mastery in doing something one time.
That's right.
And just like anything in life that you want to be great at, if you want to be great at loving yourself, you got to practice loving yourself every day. And there's going to be things that's going to come across your path, or your line is going to make you want to teeter-totter or kind of slip back into that. And again, that's just being human. We are not perfect, you know. But, you know, just that practice, that's what the song is here for. Not just I Ain't Stressing Today. There's plenty of songs out there that do it for you. But I Ain't Stressing Today is that thing that'll help, like, just suck you back in. You know, like, whatever happened yesterday, guess what? I ain't worried about it. You know, or I Love Me. Just, you know, just really just, like, I'm talking about arrogantly loving yourself.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what that record was about. Like, I'm my own relationship goals. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my.
you really have to intensely love on yourself before you can love anybody else because you don't know what it looks like. You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? If you don't like the person in the mirror, how you don't like that person?
Oof.
And also just for me, like, I think my self-love journey, it kind of starts with, you know, just loving my outward appearance, but it doesn't end there. I think the biggest thing for me right now is knowing I've had this issue in the past where I just wanted to make everybody happy.
Oh, a people pleaser.
Yeah, yeah. And I want, you know, I want to be liked by everybody, and I want everybody to feel like, you know, they had a good time when they were with me, or I offer something, or I bring something to the table, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it's like, that's a part of my journey of, like, just not caring about stuff like that no more, you know, knowing, like, look, I'm good enough, you know, just being me. And if somebody, like, they not taking to that, then that's their prerogative not to take to that. They are entitled to feel how they feel. If they dislike me, or they, you know, or they don't fool me or whatever, they can do that, you know, but I still got to love me at the end of the day. And also just learning when to say no to things. You know what I'm saying?
Please talk about it.
When my cup is like empty, you know what I'm saying? It's a desert, you know, sand in there. So I think, like, that's kind of like my world, you know, mm-hmm. of what I'm working on building, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I like that you said that, you know, it is something you have to continue to work at, you know, and it's lifelong. It's a lifelong thing, you know, so, yeah.
At the age of 31, I've really learned that, how do I say this? The journey does not stop just because you're legal now, or you know you're 18 or you're 21.
It just started, babe. You ain't even you touch the surface. But what's been happening? It's crazy.
Not,
like, all of that, even the childhood trauma stuff, it really don't start surfacing until you just, like, you don't even know what it looked like at first. It's happening that whole time, but you don't even know. You don't even know what that looks, what that feels like until you become a certain age. You're like, damn, that's what that was. Now you got to deal with that. Now you got to figure out how to get
it. You got to. Oh, God. It really is. And, I can relate to that whole people-pleasing thing because I felt like I was I am the oldest of five. And so mm-hmm. I always had that pressure of being the example. So it's like, when I mess up, I'm brutal on myself. And I really couldn't connect the dots until I got a little bit older. And I was like, where do you get that from? Like, why do you feel like, you know, you're a bad person if you let people down, or, you know, if you can't please everybody. And then I said to myself, Shauna, half the folks that you know ain't pleased with themselves. How can you please them? You know, you can't do the inner work for other folks. You got to do the inner work on you.
Yeah.
You know, and when you start to lift that veil, when that veil start to lift and you start seeing stuff for what it is, it puts everything back into perspective. So
that's part of it too. Like even with the generational curses, you know, just recognizing what came before you, you know, and it's and also recognizing that it's not always their fault either, you know, and learning how to forgive for your sake, not just for somebody else. Like you need to forgive people so you can heal and
get past it.
Build yourself up.
That's right. Your energy is every time I see you hitting that bow, I'm just like, I'm reminded to do exactly what the songs say. And I just want to know, like, how do you stay motivated and in that same place, you know, that the song originated from? How do you stay in that place even when you don't feel like it? Because it's some days where I'm waking up and I'm like, damn, I don't feel like adulting today. Like I just don't feel like doing it. But it's so many people that's like, man, you know, I heard the episode the other day and that thing really, you know, it really said something to me, or, you know, they draw off of my energy and I'm like, damn, how do I do this? How am I gonna do it today? Because today I ain't got it in me. How do you stay, you know, motivated to be in the best of, you know, the energies, and how do you stay high mentally when you don't exactly feel like doing it?
I think some of what you just said, you know, like really hearing some of the testimonies from people and what my music is doing for them, that motivates me a lot. And sometimes I forget, like, I'm a very, very, like, goal-driven person, and I want everything to be the tip-top best, you know, that I like to the utmost of my ability. And then beyond that, sometimes I have to remember, like, it's not all about me, you know, like what you're doing right now is helping somebody else in a much worse situation or not the most ideal situation, or, you know, people just telling me like, hey, you know, I didn't kill myself today because I heard this record. You know, like I get those all the time. And sometimes, like, when I'm feeling like, man, I'm tired, or I want to do something, or I just don't, you know, I mean, you still got to love yourself at the end of the day. You can't be too hard on yourself. Sometimes you have to know when, you know what, it's time to lay down. It's time to go to sleep. And my mind never stopped, you know, like I'm always working, even if I don't have something in my hands, like my mind is still going. But, you know, even recently, like I started like getting up in the mornings, you know, a little bit earlier, and just give myself an hour for just me before I even start anything that I got on my task list. So, you know, like before I even pick up the phone, I'm like, nah, I'm going to just sit here. If I want to look at the wall, I'm going to look at the wall. I'm going to look at a cartoon. I'm going to look at a cartoon if it make me feel good. But stuff like that, you know, the core people around me, you know, just the people around you are very, very important, you know, and it don't got to be a lot of people.
That's what folks don't realize.
Yeah, just that transfer energy, you know, like, you know, my wife, my friends, my family, like that, you know, just reciprocating that energy and throwing it back at it, because, you know, we feed off each other. When they give it to me, I need it, and when they need it, I'm able to give it to them because they just filled me up. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
You're really truly empty. It'll go low, but we can get it back up.
Mm-hmm. Because you're human too at the end of the day. And I was just having this conversation with a friend, like, you never really know what, like, folks are going through, you know. I made a joke, I don't really know if it's a joke, but I said, you could be sitting across from somebody, you know, they probably just went out and off somebody, now they sitting across from you having a conversation. You know, you never really know what people are going through. And I feel like when you do something like that, decide to push forward for something bigger than you, or to, you know what I mean, uplift somebody else, because you never know. Like you said, that somebody sent you a message. I didn't kill myself today because I listened to you. And it's like, damn, how many other people might have felt like that today. You know what I mean? Like how you never realize your impact until you get, you know, to actually see the impact that it's making on others. And I think that that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. I think it was maybe a couple of days ago, I was working on a project and it didn't pan out the way I wanted to. And I said, you know, this would happen. When was this? This was actually earlier this week. I said, man, how am I supposed to get on here Thursday and encourage these folks? And I got this going on, but it's like, I have to remember what's for me is going to be for me.
Yeah.
So I can't stress about what didn't pan out.
Yeah, you just touched something, right?
You know,
it's fine. Yeah.
I look at it as it wasn't a loss. Was specifically designed for me. It can't be lost. It can't be taken away because that got my name on it.
Yes, you're preaching. Yes, indeed.
You know, so I was like, damn, okay, so this isn't a loss. This just ain't for me. Cool, I got it. And after that, I was honestly able to move on and be more at peace and actually, you know, work on mastering that piece for the day. I was like, okay, well, I still got two little ones right here looking at me. So it was funny because my son came in the room and he said, Mommy.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's that reminder.
I couldn't do nothing but laugh because I'm like, first of all, how did you know to do that at this time? Like, you know, you don't know what I'm going through right now. How did you know to do that? So, yeah keeping vibing off of that energy around you, that's important too. And making sure you know, it ain't tainted or, you know, bogged down with a bunch of negativity. Because I have a habit myself, I can't take too much negative talk. I'll be quick to be like, hey, let's talk about something else.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's like, you know, I understand, but, you know, I do have a time limit on how much of that, you know. But like you were saying, man, what's for you is for you. Mm-hmm. Like, we got this saying, you know, it don't matter what happened, it's inevitable. Mm. Like, whatever I got coming for me is coming for me. I'm like, that's why I say don't even be afraid. Sometimes opportunities come at you and you feel like, I got to accept this. I got to say yes, it is, because we're going around for me again. Nah, like if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you worthy of whatever's coming to you. It'll come back and it'll come back tenfold. Right. And I just had a situation. It's funny. I just had a situation where I said no to something, you know, a little while ago. And, you know, I thought about it, but I was like, nah, you know what? What's for me, it's inevitable. Whatever's for me is going to come back. It's going to come in the way I want it to come. And it came back exactly how I wanted it to come back, even better. So, yeah, man, what's for you is for you.
I think we...
Nobody can keep you from what you're supposed to get, you know. But you're the only person that can keep you from it.
Don't block your blessings, man.
Yeah.
Because we can do that by, like, again, going back to the importance of positive self-talk. A lot of times we can talk ourselves out of blessings too and be blaming it on other folks. It's like, nah, bro, you talked yourself out of that one. You gotta, as clearly as you can see it, you gotta speak it too. But that don't mean go out here broadcasting and telling all these folks your business. That's, you know, that's not even rooting for you. Keep that within, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's folks out there that they want to, you know, some people, everybody's not on the same trajectory. You know, everybody's not on that. Like, you know, you when you feel like you starting to align and you figuring stuff out, that don't mean everybody else right there with you. Some people not going to understand, and some people are going to be, you know, they don't get where you at. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to want you to succeed for I don't know what reasons, but people are like that. And that's why we tell our haters that. You know what I'm saying? You know, just throw a little pub in there from the album. Yeah.
Go ahead, brother. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Dear Silas, I am so very grateful that you stopped by to give us, like I said, insight on what self-care looks like, you know, loving on you, taking care of you, taking care of this vessel because you only get one. And just loving on you like only you can. So I'm grateful for your presence. Anything that you want to leave the folks with today?
Yeah, man, y'all, make sure you visit dear-silas.com for these tickets for these live shows. It's coming up. I will be in Chicago next Friday, February 24th, Atlanta, Georgia, March 30th, Charlotte, North Carolina, April 14th. That's Montgomery, Alabama, April 14th, and Charlotte, April 28th. And a bunch more dates are coming. We are going to announce tour real, real soon. But yeah. And make sure you stream the album Is Giving Self Love along with streaming. I ain't stressing today.
All right. I got to catch at least two of these shows. I'm going to treat myself to at least two of these shows because I'm worthy of that. I deserve that. So
yeah, man, the live show is definitely a different experience than just listening to the album.
Yeah. Get our bounce on in person. So
For sure.
Man, I thank you again, brother. And hopefully you'll come back and visit us real soon.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Conversation was dope.
One love.
For sure.